It's time for the Good Morning Show with Terry and Melissa. Grab your coffee, your Bible, a pen, and your journal. It's time to be encouraged. And now here are your hosts, Terry and Melissa.
Good morning. How's everybody doing this morning?
Good morning.
Where am I at?
You've covered our face with some stuff.
I got to get this other screen going. That's the problem.
Okay.
Oh, and this here. We do this. How's everybody doing this morning?
Good morning.
Look, it's a Saturday fun day.
Wow, you're really...
We're back on... It's like a time warp.
We're on a time warp.
Yeah.
Actually, let's start this right. Good morning. It's Monday, and you've joined the Good Morning Show with Pastor Terry and Melissa Wright, and I'm so glad that you're here this morning, and maybe Terry will change that overlay so it doesn't look like we are in a time warp anymore.
We are. It's just weird. I think it's this here. Where's that at? Let's do this. All right.
Ah, there is Dustin. Good morning, Dustin. And just like Dustin has done, I encourage you this morning to type in your chat box and let us know that you've joined us. We don't know who's in the room unless you chat with us. So let us know where you're tuning in from. And we love to ask this question because we really want to know this morning, what is in your cup?
Well... All kinds of crazy stuff going on.
I think you've got too much buttons over there.
There is. It's all this stuff here. So.
All right. So you may have to put our little interaction music, you know, our little coffee drinking music, our little vibing music.
Yeah. Let's see if I can find it here.
Right. Okay. So let's jump over. I'm going to jump over to the chat box while you're pushing buttons.
Okay.
And I'm going to welcome everyone. Dustin is on his break this morning for work. And Dustin is from Hiawatha, Kansas. And we bless you this morning. We're so glad you've joined us this morning. Dustin, we'd love to know what you're drinking while you're working.
That's right.
And our best buddy, Lynn, from Oklahoma City this morning is tuned in. Lynn, we love you. Also, MK from down the street in Shelbyville, Kentucky. She's having Lipton tea in her cup this morning. Praise the Lord for Lipton tea. Pastor Bobby Patton is on, and I understand you had a birthday. And so I'm going to wish you a happy late birthday, a belated birthday from Terry and Melissa. Good morning, Pastor Bobby. Also, Master Pastor Yoda Ben Hill is on. He's on his way to Starbucks to get a white mocha this morning. I love to hear that. Ben tuning in from Louisville, Kentucky. Where are you this morning? What are you drinking? We'd love to know. Dustin's drinking maple pecan Starbucks in his cup this morning. That sounds really good and really seasonal. I love that.
All kinds of good stuff going
on. Yeah, for sure.
You know, we had this discussion about Starbucks and about whether or not they were back in their game again with the white mocha and everything else. And some people have expressed an opinion about going someplace else.
Yeah,
we have
heard. I call it breaking up with Starbucks. It's happening, guys. People are breaking up with their Starbucks relationship. I have an on-again, off-again relationship with Starbucks. I pretend that we're broke up and then they have some crazy... flavor I want to try, and then we're on again.
And then the holidays come, and they put all this other cool stuff out.
Caramel brulee out. Hello.
Hey, you add caramel to anything, and I'm in.
Well, you know, I'm not a huge caramel fan, but their caramel brulee is really good. Also, I love their apple crisp drink in the fall. That was really good. Okay, let's jump over to this.
Lynn says she broke up with Starbucks a while ago.
We need to probably keep that breakup going. I need to probably work on that.
Yeah.
And I haven't been drinking them much. The it's the perks of moving to a town without
perks.
A proper start.
You just gave a coffee joke. Perks.
Yeah, I didn't mean to. Lynn's already had a couple of cups of Folgers this morning with her caramel creamer. Caramel, caramel.
See, there we go. I'm telling you.
And she's fixing to head to Junction Coffee for a meeting. And then look at our sweet sister Monica's on this morning. Good morning from Knoxville, Maryville, Tennessee. They're finally in their new home. Bless the Lord. Praise Jesus. We're glad to hear that. We love you guys. Let's see. Dustin is getting ready to order some bones. Okay, so here's some bones flavors we really love. We really love Highland Grog. We love Holy Cannoli.
Yeah,
good. Terry likes the maple bacon. That's really weird. I don't like it, but some people do. What is their extreme? I forgot their
high voltage.
High voltage is good.
Is it extra caffeine?
Yeah, it's just... I don't know if it's extra caffeine, but it's just a good flavored coffee. And then we have had some of you viewers have been ordering Bones Coffee, and you guys are getting back with us with some of your favorite flavors. And because Christmas flavors are out, one of the, is it Mudslide that we've heard, and Chocolate Frog are both really good.
It's Frog's Breath.
There it is.
And the mole, I forget what it's called.
Okay.
And that's the chocolate with a little bit of spice in it.
It's right? Not too spicy, but everybody who's drinking it says it's really good. Heard. Thank you both so much.
Be sure and follow the link on our website. Go to thegoodmorningshow.tv/bones. And when you click on our link through there, it'll take you through to the Bones shop. And then you'll get your 20% off by entering the special code they have given us, TGM Show TV, into your checkout for your coupon, and you'll get 20% off your first purchase.
Now, if you've already purchased Bones, but you haven't purchased through us, you actually can still purchase through us as if it's kind of like your first order, and we think you'll get the 20% off. Just use our page and our code, and you'll get your gift or your free.
Yeah, your 20% off.
Your 20% off.
I think
off.
You have to go through our page, yeah, though, because our page has a special link.
So do it.
So if otherwise, if you don't use our page for the link, it'll see that you've already purchased stuff because of your IP address
that's
or something.
Right.
So
that's right.
Give it a try. Tell us if it worked for you, especially if you're a second time buyer. And then we will be able to give that information to everybody for sure.
Right.
That it's working.
And we, by the way, we appreciate all of you who are ordering Bones and getting back with us with your favorite flavors. Terry and I have not even begun to scratch the surface of all the flavors that you can try. So we'd love to know. However, this morning, I want to tell you that the thing that's in our cup is not Bones Coffee, because we are still receiving free coffees to try from other from viewers and from friends and family. And so this morning we are trying a new flavor that was given to us by Master Pastor Yoda and Heather Hill. And so we want to give you a new coffee review this morning if you're ready for that.
Yeah, that's fine.
Is now a good time?
Sure, anytime's a good time to
talk
about
coffee.
Have I
messed up your whole morning with your buttons and stuff?
Oh, no, not at all. I've done a pretty good job myself.
Well, if you have been paying any kind of attention at all, you know that someone was not drinking coffee Saturday. Me, because I was just slightly under the weather, and then I absolutely just rebuked that and would not believe into that in Jesus' name. And I'm feeling so much better this morning. Hallelujah. I'm back to coffee. I have not had coffee since last week, almost Thanksgiving, I think. And so I want to tell you the new coffee that we are reviewing today that the Hills sent us. This is called BKG Coffee Roasters. And this particular coffee blend is called City Room Coffee Street. This is a roaster in Brooklyn, New York. And we want to tell you just a little bit about BKG. This coffee roaster from New York in Brooklyn has a this particular brew, again, called City Reserve. That's what it's called. I don't know what I just called it, but it's
Coffee Street.
City Reserve Coffee Street. This is the notes. It has notes of cocoa, brown sugar, and red apple. And I thought that that was a really interesting combination. And so I was kind of anxious to try this one. It's a medium roast coffee. And we did grind this from whole beans, fresh this morning. This is actually roasted at Stellar Coffee in New York City. And so let me just give you my review. Terry's drinking the same thing. And so we have a pretty well-rounded review. This is not our first time drinking this. This is our second time, which I really think that now as we review coffee, we should drink it more than once on separate days so that we give it a fair shot. Mm. Don't you think?
Yeah, yeah.
Unless it's something that I just don't like, I'm going to drink it at least twice before I give it a review. So we drank this last week, and now we're going to tell you after drinking it today. Love you, Dustin. Thanks for joining us this morning. We bless you, and we're so glad to see you back on a Monday morning. This coffee is well-rounded. It is not bitter. It doesn't have a bite to it. It is pretty smooth, though not as smooth as some of the other coffees we've had. I will say you do not taste an overly sweet bean. Like, even though it's got cocoa and brown sugar notes in it, I wouldn't necessarily call it an overly sweet bean. I think the red apple notes kind of mute the sweetness, but I will tell you something. I don't taste any of those notes personally. If I hadn't read that on the bag, I would not have gone that route. Yeah. So I don't have a refined palate, but I will tell you it's a good coffee. Here's the best part about this. Are you ready? You don't have to get it from New York. You can get it at the at-home store. Have you seen these at-home store ads? Yeah. These Christmas ads just really want to make you go shopping. I don't even like shopping, and I want to go shopping every time I see these at-home ads. At-home has wonderful fresh coffee beans where you can purchase these really inexpensively. So you don't have to pay shipping. Sorry, BKG, but we're going to skip going straight through you and go to At Home and get these coffee beans. It's worth it if you get the hot coffee beans whole and grind them for fresh coffee. I think it's what makes it taste good. I do like this coffee. This is an everyday drinking coffee. I have no problem drinking this every day. That means that I'm going to give it 4.5 cups. That's my review of BKG coffee from City Reserve Coffee Street is the blend, and it's out of Brooklyn, New York, by way of the At Home store in Louisville, Kentucky, and sent given to me by my friends, the Hills.
Oh, Ben says they got it at Home Goods store.
Home Goods. Why do I call it At Home? Why can I never get this name right, Ben? The Home Goods store.
Home Goods.
Okay. So you guys go to Home Goods and try their coffee. They gave us another brand to try, and I did try that. I'm going to try it again as well. We're going to review it. And so just... like, what do you call it when you, spoiler alert, I liked it too.
Yeah.
So I think so far the Home Goods store is a good place to get your coffee beans. They're fresh. They don't taste like they've been sitting on the grocery store shelf for years. So good job, Hills. 2 thumbs up and 4.5 coffee.
I was going to do a little sound effect for you for your coffee.
4.5 cups.
I don't know how to do that.
For BKG, 4.5 cups. I liked it.
We need to come up with a little sound effect for your cups there, for your reviews. I think that would be good.
Oh, Judy's not feeling well. Judy's on, and I wondered if you weren't, because I didn't see you on the prayer call this morning. Mm. So we just need to pause right now and pray. Lord Jesus, thank you that I'm feeling better and that you overcome affliction. You overcome any illness, virus, bacteria, anything that isn't right in our bodies. You're bigger and greater, and we declare your name and your greatness and your healing power over Judy this morning. Father, we pray that you would increase her belief, that you would give her great faith, and that you would heal her body wholly and completely in the name of Jesus. We know that you're improving and healing her kidneys every day. I believe they're getting better and better. Now will you touch her whole body, her whole person, and heal her completely? We pray in the name of Jesus with great belief, total faith. Amen.
Amen.
Love you, Judy. Thanks for letting us know. You know, Terry and I realized that we made a great big mistake.
Oh, yeah.
We asked you guys to be part of the birthday club, and our very first birthday that came up, we missed. And
it was Judy Sally.
And so, happy birthday!
Happy birthday, Judy. It was on the 18th, I think.
We missed your birthday.
It was a crazy week. I don't know. In fact, that was a day we were supposed to have a good morning show on that Friday, and we did not do the show because there was so much going on.
Yeah.
And so we apologize.
Yeah, we greatly apologize, yes. And we give you a great big belated happy birthday. Also, I love your profile picture. What a good Mimi you are.
Yeah, amen. And if you want to sign up for our birthday show, our birthday club, you can just go to our website and you'll be able to see right there. There's a link for birthday club and you can sign up there. thegoodmorningshow.tv/birthday. Just post us your name and your birth date and we will be sure in the future to celebrate.
We're not going to keep missing them.
No.
And Bobby Patton's birthday we missed, but he didn't sign up for the birthday club, but it's still good to say hey. Happy birthday!
That's right. Happy birthday. We need to get like some special hats or something. And, you know, just
I know you like sound effects, but can I give you a sound effect? Did you like that?
That's right.
All right. So belated birthday greetings, and we celebrate you both.
Yeah.
And we love you.
So I got to ask our executive producer, Master Pastor Yoda, if the sound is coming through okay as far as the music background stuff, okay? Just let me know. Give
me
a thumbs up if it sounds good. You're welcome, Bobby. We love you, buddy.
Oh.
Yeah.
I love our on-the-street producer, our on-the-street reporter. Master Pastor Yoda.
It sounds good in my headphones. You know, I mean, like, it's not too loud. Like, right now, it doesn't seem loud at all. But then when I go back and I listen to it on the podcast, sometimes it comes out a little louder. And I don't know if that's because of the mastering and all the compression or what it is. But
I
just,
like this little groove you got going on. Yeah. It sounds okay to Ben.
There you go.
So right. That means it's good for everybody. Yeah.
I got to tell you something funny about Ben yesterday during our little sound check time at church while you were gone because you weren't feeling well. Ben has, you know, his new little toy.
I totally watched the live stream.
His mastering pad. Sampling pad.
Yeah.
And he was sampling some funky grooves. It had like the bass line.
Like
and
more
the whole
than
thing.
The thunder and lightning.
Oh yeah. More than that. It was like it was like this kind of a groove and he was playing along with it. And I started singing, Jesus, We Love You to it, you know, and it was kind of like, wow, that's happening.
What do you
right
call
there.
It? Quiet Storm edition of worship.
Hey, you know, he discovered that he had that thunder sound and some other stuff.
That was
and
pretty
I was like,
cool.
So we put that in right as it talked about, you know,
it was good.
The sound of roaring thunder. And the song.
I loved it. I hate missing Sunday morning at River City Hope. You know, it's a big deal to me to miss.
I can't imagine.
But I love tuning in on the live stream and was amening right along.
Yeah. Well, speaking of missing, in case you missed episode number 53, that was our Saturday fun day. And we talked about holiday traditions. We talked about Thanksgiving stuff, food, family, and fun, the kind of traditions you might have. The word for your day came from Ephesians chapter 1. And we talked about a traditional sweet treat, the creation of candy corn and how it was associated with Halloween, but now has become something that's used all year round and enjoyed by many. And I also put on we didn't get to show it on the show live, but go to the blog because you're going to see a photo that I took on Thanksgiving of some special turkey treats, these candy corn treats that were made by our sweet daughter-in-law, Taylor, and she had Baylor help her. It's a tradition that she and her grandmother, Taylor and her grandmother, always do the night before Thanksgiving. Oreo cookies, candy corn, chocolate fudge frosting, a peanut M&M and a little cinnamon candy treat. They're fabulous. Red Hots. Yeah. And so go to the blog and check that out for episode number 53, Saturday Fun Day. Just scroll down till you see that. And then, of course, you'll also see the joke of the day times two that we had. And those also link. You can go to the Joke of the Day page and steal them for your very own and post them on your pages.
So speaking of our daughter-in-law, have something very exciting to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a surprise, although she is not part of our birthday club either, because I don't think our kids enjoy watching the Good Morning Show.
I think sometimes they tune in just to make sure they're not in the hot seat.
Well, and also to make sure
we don't do that because it's an encouraging show.
And also to make sure that we don't like embarrass ourselves besmirch
like
the family
dancing
name.
With fingers or anything.
Right, which I could care less if that embarrasses them. But I want to tell you that tomorrow is our daughter-in-law's birthday. So a great big happy birthday.
Yeah.
So where's the applause and the woo?
I only want to have is like the punchline.
I'll take it.
Yeah, so there you go.
Yay!
There's your applause.
Happy birthday, Taylor Elizabeth Wright.
How about a little finger dancing music?
Woo!
You can have that
happy
as well.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
So your birthday dance music?
It's the birthday dance.
Okay, all right.
It's like I'm pointing at balloons in the sky. It's a celebratory dance.
We need to get our CGI department on
so that
could be happening right now, right?
Our sweet daughter-in-law's birthday is tomorrow, and we love her. You know, the Lord brought us wonderful in-law children in our son-in-law and daughter-in-law. But I can honestly tell you that there's no better daughter-in-law in the world than Taylor Elizabeth. Yes, it's true. And we love her dearly, and we celebrate her, and we wish her a great big happy birthday.
Yes. So,
also, hold on, time out. You mentioned when they made those candies, cinnamon candies that they used. Do you know what a big deal Red Hots are to me?
Yes, I do, because I was thinking of some.
Do you guys like Red Hots? I want to know this morning. By the way, if you're just tuning in, you've tuned in to the Good Morning Show with Terry and Melissa Wright on Monday morning, and we're so happy that you've joined us for this Monday morning motivation. My question to you is, where are you tuning in from? What is in your cup this morning? And do you like Red Hots?
I like cinnamon stuff. You know, I like the, now my mind has gone blank because it kind of left this morning with everything else.
Well, bring it back.
What are the hot tamales?
Cinnamon candy. Monica says she has a pretty great daughter-in-law, too. I think we should all think that. We really should. Lynn loves Red Hots. Her grandmother used to use them to make cinnamon applesauce. Oh. Can I tell you the secret to our family's Red Hots? So I grew up and my dad's family, my dad's mother, my grandma Clam, she had a, we had milk jars, old fashioned milk bottles. Because we had, my great grandfather had the Clam Dairy and we used milk bottles to store everything in. And so she had a great big milk bottle on her cabinet, her pantry, her open pantry, full of Red Hots, okay? And those Red Hots, my little cousin Josh would point at them when he was a toddler and he would say, "Some, honey. Some honey," which means can he have some honey? But he thought the name of the Red Hots were some honey. And so when saying can he have some honey, he meant can I have a Red Hot, please?
Was he saying that because your grandma would say, do you want some honey?
Do you want some honey?
Did she call him honey?
And yeah. So he thought that's what Red Hots were called. And so I love some honey. I love some honey.
Mary Kay says that Jeff likes Red Hots.
Of course he does because Jeff loves cinnamon. Yeah, and so I think Red Hots are the bee's knees. I love them.
It's funny because there are certain things that we kind of think back to that, you know, inspire us to new, it'll give you a little warm fuzzies every once in a while. You think of those things. That's one of those memories.
Yeah, for sure.
I was thinking about this as we were looking into this next segment here until we get to the word for your day at the top of the hour, how Christmas is only 27 days away.
Okay, can that's information it? I wasn't ready
27
for.
27 days away.
Wow.
And I think about this, it's only 26 more sleeps, right?
Okay, have you guys really started excited. Your Christmas shopping?
Christmas shopping? How about decorating? Our neighbors started decorating on, what was it, Saturday?
Friday. Anyway, Friday. Were doing it when we got home.
Yeah, we just got home. Well, yesterday we brought home the tree and we've got a whole tote full of lights that we need to figure out what we're going to do with. But maybe you've started decorating and preparing for the Christmas holiday season around your house. Do you have a tradition where you start Thanksgiving night? Some people do. Some people the next day, they spend the whole day doing that. Maybe you've got an area outside that you like to light up. And if you do, do you do trees? Do you do bushes? Do you do the house? You were talking about how back in the day you used to see windows that were decorated
up. Did you guys remember that when we would do Christmas, like Christmas tree touring, Christmas light touring where we'd go.
Drive around,
okay,
look at
so
lights.
Yeah, we did this as a church and as like a youth group. We would go look at Christmas lights and we would go Christmas caroling at the nursing homes and we would pass out some candy canes and fruit and stuff like that. We would also finish the evening by going to look at Christmas lights in the neighborhoods and there were lots of window scenes. I remember one garage where we would look in the garage and their entire garage was like a Christmas village, a miniature village with a train and like snow scenes and people ice skating. It was so intricate and beautiful. I remember windows and houses and they were like blocked off so you couldn't see into the house. But what it had was a picture in the window. It was like a little 3D diorama kind of thing. And you could see miniatures again, village scenes or dolls, Christmas dolls, different scenes for different windows. And I noticed that that is not something that people do. Maybe they don't want people walking up on their stoop or their sidewalk to look in.
Maybe.
A lot of them you could see from the road, though. They were bigger and they were lit well, and you could see the windows, the scenes in the window from the road. I don't see those anymore. Well, now we see those big blow-up things in people's yard.
Yeah, those
have
kind of become the big thing, aren't they?
Yeah. Oh, Bobby, good morning. Good morning, Karen from Hiawatha, Kansas. She loves Red Hots, and she thinks they're good in hot apple cider. What a great way to
drink. That is a good idea.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to add those. That's a great idea. I love
that
it.
Is so good.
And welcome, sweet sister. We're glad you're with us this morning. Bobby and Chrissy are putting up their Christmas tree today.
That's awesome.
That's
I think
so
we're
good.
Probably going to get around to ours and stuff, aren't we? Going to kind of put some things together. I know we've got a busy day today. With prayer room happening later today, but
I know I'm feeling so good and energetic that I'm going to declare yes. We can start doing that. You'll have to help me by bringing some stuff in from the barn.
No problem. Baylor's going to love that, though.
I think
we saw a picture yesterday of Asher giving her approval of their Christmas
tree. Yeah, she was cheering and clapping her hands. I love those live pictures.
Well,
that's so good.
And when people see the enthusiasm of a child, it's contagious.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh my goodness, Asher is so excited. She's so excited to enjoy. She loves to just enjoy everything. She doesn't miss anything. Jed and Asher both are so aware.
Yeah.
That's so cool. Grandkids are the best.
Yep.
What are you doing?
I was looking at the picture.
I'll continue to jabber on about nothing.
That's okay. No, we were talking about maybe you've got keepsake ornaments or something that you like that's been handed down from your family.
Yeah.
We have some of those.
I just want to know who's decorated and who's shopped. Like, if you've started your Christmas shopping, slip up your hand, okay? Let me see your little hand in the chat box. Mm-hmm. If you've started your Christmas shopping, and if you've started decorating, let me see two hands in the chat box. How about that?
Yeah.
And I will put nothing in there because I've not started Christmas shopping and I've not decorated. So I'm already behind the curve. And when you say there's 20-some days until Christmas, panic starts to rise up in
me. It's crazy.
Ah!
Well, and it's like we've been seeing this stuff for a while. And thinking about it, it happens the same time every year, but you know, it just sometimes catches us by surprise.
Can you guys see that? Will you show our viewers? Hey, if you're listening this morning on podcast, you can't see this great picture, but I'm telling you, let me tell you how cute it is.
Let me resize this a little bit.
Oh, okay.
So that it'll, oh, maybe I can.
Okay, well, this is Asher, and this is their Christmas tree.
There we go.
And Asher is cheering and she's celebrating because she likes their Christmas tree and it is beautiful. And so is Asher.
Yeah.
And we're totally smitten.
And the other photo that they sent, and it was a live photo, was her applauding and clapping because she loved the tree so much.
All right. So let's just jump in and get a poll. Lynn says she's not decorated or Christmas shopped. My soul sister at the core.
We've not either one.
Let's see. And Judy Sally has one hand up, which means she has begun her Christmas shopping.
Yep.
And Mary Kay has begun her Christmas shopping. And Bobby says that Asher is so precious. And she really is.
Yes,
and Bobby, we're praying that very soon you and Chrissy have your own precious bundle to celebrate
awesome.
For Christmas.
That'll be awesome. In fact,
I'm just going to stop and pray. Lord, I thank you for just, and this may seem like too much information for some of you, but I don't care. Open Chrissy's womb in the name of Jesus. I pray right now, Lord, that you would welcome a baby through Chrissy and Bobby into this world, a healthy, bouncing baby, Lord, because you are able and you are willing, and we love you, and you love them. And so thank you, Lord, for bringing forth life from this couple. We pray and agree in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Pastor Scott Cooksey, good morning.
Pastor Scott.
We have not seen Scott in a little while.
It's good to see you.
Yeah, good to be back.
Not bought anything. He's not decorated. Nothing in the slightest. My man. Look at this. Heather has two hands up because she's shopping
They've really done all that. Yeah.
And let me just brag. The Hills and the Jerseys and the folks from church decorated and hung the greens yesterday.
They did a beautiful job.
I got pictures because I wasn't able to be there in person because I was under the weather. And I'm so grateful. The pictures look beautiful. I cannot wait to walk into the prayer room today and admire our church because of all the beautiful decorations that our family have put up.
Yeah.
So bless you guys. Thank you.
They've done a really good job.
Agreed. You guys, this is good. Welcome.
Roger says that he leaves the decorations to Leela because she's a pro.
Well, that's probably best.
Some things are, yeah.
Yes, that's probably best.
Yeah, for sure.
By the way, good morning, Pastor Roger. It's good to see you this morning.
It was good to hang out with you this last week, buddy. That was a good time for me and for Tony and everybody that was hanging out. So it was really good. Hey, I just got to show this. This is a little bit of a shot away from the stage, but look at the Christmas tree up there on the stage.
Yes, the Christmas tree is beautiful. Look at the frowny face on our child.
She's like, Dad, why are you taking my picture?
Well, it looks like she's removing alabaster boxes and putting in the nativity.
That's right. They set the nativity up in there, so that was good.
Karen says, Ben's giving himself, you know, the face palm, which means he hasn't decorated or bought anything. Karen says, no shopping and no Christmas up. She's in the middle of moving. She's moving to a new apartment. Well, congratulations on your new space.
Wow.
And we bless you as you move. Also, Chrissy's on this morning. Good morning, Chrissy. We love you.
Yes.
We bless you.
Amen. How exciting.
Yeah, we are.
Praying and believing.
How exciting. If you're just joining us this morning, you've tuned into the Good Morning Show with Terry and Melissa Wright. We're so glad that you've joined us this morning. We'd love to know that you're on. Would you give us a little type in the chat box by letting us know where you're tuning in from and what you're drinking this morning? I'd like to do a mugshot with you. Would you enjoy that this morning? How about that?
We haven't done that yet. We kind of skipped over that.
What would we use if we didn't have a mugshot? We'd have to use our faces. We couldn't do that, right?
Yep. You got your Joanne Fabric mug there.
I wish you wouldn't call it that. It's just gingham.
It's your gingham.
Yeah,
mug.
You need to come my way because your face is blocked. My way more. There you go.
All right, let me go behind you here. Let's see here. All right, so raise yours just a little bit higher and then turn it toward the screen.
What
tip
is that?
Tip
way?
It. Tip it toward the screen. A little bit less. All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1 up top. That's good.
You're a mess.
I know it. It's fun. Right? What are you going to do? You're going to just sit around and mope all day? No, we're going to be encouraged because that's what we're here to do, to encourage you as well.
Yes, we are.
Monday morning motivation is not just about.
I can't believe how much the Lord has radically healed me. I feel so good compared to the last couple days. And this pesky cough and the tickle, I'm not even like bothered by it.
Yeah. I was going to say that Monday morning motivation is not just about getting tips on how to feel better about yourself, but being motivated by seeing the Lord working in your life.
I see him.
Yep.
Thank you, Jesus. So praise
that
the Lord.
So good. You know, we think about, I mentioned a little bit ago, we were talking about decorating and hand-me-downs, keepsakes, that kind of stuff. Remember like we had, you've got maybe the baby's first Christmas ornaments. We have the one where we did with the whole family. We bought that down at the Kringle store in Branson, Missouri.
Oh, that's so
the Christmas
awesome.
Store. Remember that? So maybe you've got something like that that you hang on your tree or you hang around your house. Post that in the comments here and share it with us so we know how it is that you guys celebrate, especially as you celebrate those who have passed on. Maybe somebody has a special keepsake ornament for that as well. We always like to keep them close and near and dear in our hearts and our memories. And so we just wondering about those kind of things because we have some of those.
You want to know something crazy?
What's crazy?
I got a Snapchat, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Only the cool kids are on Snapchat.
Oh, okay.
Just kidding. I don't think we are. But I got a Snapchat from my brother early this morning or late last night. I'm not sure when it came.
Yeah.
It was a picture of a necklace that I had, I think, in junior high school, middle school. I don't know what y'all call it now. It had my school colors. So it had red and teal, Shawnee Heights blue, you know, red and blue, teal, whatever that color is. And it was a cord of red and teal. And on it was an ichthus, which is a fish. And in the Christian fish was a cross. And the next charm was a cross. And the next charm was a treble clef. For music.
That's
and
cool.
Faith in music. And I have not thought of it or seen it since I was in middle school. And my brother sent me a picture of it in his hand. And do you know what he said to me?
What?
He said, "Dad always hung this on your picture. Does this belong to you?"
No kidding.
And I said,
wow.
Yes, I haven't seen that in like 35 years.
That's crazy.
And he said, "I'll get it to you." And I am so encouraged to know that my dad, I must have left it at his house when I was young and I visited. And he had put it across my picture and my brother kept that. My dad's been gone for 5 years. And my brother kept that. And so I just thought, what you talking about memories and people who aren't with us to celebrate and all those things. Mm-hmm. I was so encouraged by that this morning. My brother has no idea how much he encouraged me by sending me that picture of something my dad kept.
That is so cool.
Isn't that
cool?
That
is so cool. Yes. Yes, it is. Oh, man. Hey, before we get to the word for your day, can I do a quick little 5 tips for effective marketplace ministry?
I wish you would, and I'm not even ready, so go ahead.
All right. Well, I thought that maybe since there are so many more of us who are either at your jobs during this holiday season or just at a regular job throughout the whole year, these are some tips that might help us. We call it marketplace ministry because it's outside of the church, right? It's out there in the businesses and the Walmarts and the Krogers and all those places, right? So these are just some general tips to maybe help us a little bit more effectively be that kind of marketplace ministry here. And before I do that, I want to mention that Mary Kay has mentioned that our daughter, she says our daughter made a star when she was in kindergarten for a Christmas ornament. And on the back of the star, she wrote Angela Love. And we put that precious ornament on our tree every year. So that's awesome.
They lost their precious little angel, Angela.
That's what that is. All right. Well, that is precious.
And Angela, that is a special memory for them, no doubt. I'm so glad that you have that, MK. What a precious thing to be able to have and memorialize her every year with. That's beautiful.
For sure. For sure. All right, so Marketplace Ministry, and then we'll get back to some more of your comments here in just a little bit. The first thing on our 5 tips for more effective Marketplace Ministry is to pray daily. I mean, that's important for any situation. We should be doing that already. But think about this. Everything starts and ends with prayer. All right. It starts with prayer. God is in charge. He's working his plan. That's us admitting that, saying, Lord, you got this today. I want to put this into your hands so that when we're praying, we tell God, though, that we are available. It's like clocking in. We're punching in. We're saying we're here. We're ready to be used. And then we submit to his guidance to make us into the people he wants to use. Right. Now, amen. Even if we don't feel like, you know what, I really messed up this week. I just don't feel. No, God still wants to use you.
Amen.
He still wants That's to good. Forgive. He still wants to reconcile and to heal. And so he will do that. And through prayer, we hear him speaking to us, saying, it's okay. It's all right. I got this. You don't have to know all the details. Just be available and be ready to go. Be prayed up. And then pray for an opportunity for people that you might cross paths with, whether it's at your job or somewhere else. Maybe it's, like I said, at the store. Pray for those opportunities. If you, before you go into the Walmart, you audibly pray and say, Lord, here we are. We're going in. Help us. Draw us to somebody. I mean, we went to a Kroger the other day, and you said, the Lord, I don't know why, he's telling us to go get a rotisserie chicken. We weren't even shopping for a rotisserie chicken. We didn't buy a rotisserie chicken, but we hung out by the rotisserie chickens to see what God was going to do. It may sound crazy, but just go do that. And he might give you an opportunity to meet somebody that you wouldn't have met before, or whatever it may be, right? All right, so here we go. The next thing on our list, to appreciate these people. We go through our lives sometimes really just bouncing off like a pinball sometimes, reacting to situations and responses to situations and circumstances, right? But if we appreciate people, we realize these are people that Jesus died for. These are people that God loves. He made them in his image. And then we can find out some things about these people. Because if we just go around thinking, they don't want to talk to me, they're not going to want to listen to anything I have to say, then you're wrong. Because there may be something that they're just waiting for someone to encourage them. You know, most people are that way.
Amen.
Notice things about people. What do they enjoy? What makes them smile? What makes them laugh? And then just be sincere and genuine and key into those kind of things in your conversations. The third thing, this is very important. They're not in order here of priority, but the third thing here is to know why you believe in Jesus.
Amen.
All right? We have to know what we believe and why we believe it.
Amen.
A lot of people can't explain why they believe in Jesus.
Yeah, you know? I've noticed that.
It's just something that we've kind of done, or maybe somebody
honestly,
told us to
do. Well, honestly, in all truthfulness, sometimes we can't articulate it because no one's ever asked us. Mm-hmm. And maybe we need to ask ourselves to be able to articulate why we have our faith out loud.
Exactly this point here. Some who don't know Jesus think Christianity is a crutch and all Christians are thoughtless, mindless, and spineless. And then if we can explain our thought process to somebody, then maybe that gives them permission to be able to do the same so they can start questioning. But when we're unable to explain our faith, people, they don't want to follow that. I mean, right. Would you go to a gym and want to have somebody help you that looks like they're in the worst shape of their lives and
like
think that's
me?
My personal trainer?
Yeah.
You're not going to do that.
Right, exactly.
If you ask someone why they do something and they don't have a good answer, do you do what they do? Probably not.
No.
So if you want other people to trust Jesus, you need to be able to explain why you believe.
Amen.
It's scriptural, all right? 1 Peter 3:15. Think about your faith. Be ready to make a defense to anyone who asks about the faith that you have,
That's
all right?
Good.
The hope
That's
that
good.
You have.
That's right.
I mean, you don't have to be a lawyer or a theologian, but be transparent, reasonable, and just give an explanation, and that'll help them.
That's right.
The fourth thing, serve others. I call this one the and then some rule, okay? Because you're going to want to help people anyway, right? But do your job, do it well, and then some.
Yeah.
Add that little extra. You know, you'll go back and visit those businesses that they threw in a little extra something just because they said you're special. We want to see you again, you know, and not just so you'll buy something, but do something over and over above what you're paid to do.
Amen.
And think of others better than yourself. All right. The bonus on this one is when you pray for people, like we talked about in tip number two, God will often give you ideas that look like service. Maybe it's hanging out after work to help somebody on a project that's running late or whatever it might be. Making the coffee when the coffee pot's empty. I mean, little things like that make a big difference to people.
Amen.
The last thing, number five on our tips for a more effective marketplace ministry, speak for yourself. When you've served others, especially when you go beyond what might be considered normal, others are going to ask you, why did you do that? Why did you do that for me? Right? And things that are going to come into play, and God's going to get the glory.
Amen.
Because another pitfall is quoting a book that others don't think is an authority, but when someone asks us to explain why we went the extra mile, and we say, I did it because I have a joy in following Jesus.
Amen.
He loves me so much. Here's what he did for me, and I believe he's going to do it for you too. We are able to do that. We can answer their why with a reasoned, natural, thoughtful explanation, and then they're going to start to say, you know what? It's starting to make sense to me. I see you every day. I see you every day, David Amos, and I see the way that you're walking, and I see the way that you're talking, and I see that you're changed from the way that I knew you when you were in high school.
Amen.
And I want more of what you have.
That's good.
That's what inspires people.
That's really
good. Same thing, Lynn Housel. The people that have seen you, they know who you're walking with.
That's right.
They know what it is that you're doing. Peter said we should give a reason and a hope for the hope that is in us.
Yeah.
And give it that fact and accept that. And give it with gentleness and respect. We're not browbeating people, right?
No, no, no.
We're not doing that.
We're doing it in love.
That's right. And so when we do these things daily, it will minister to other people.
That's right.
Not expecting anything in return. Colossians 3:22, and I'll end it with this, says, whatever you do, do it heartily with passion and commitment, serving the Lord rather than men.
Amen.
And Jesus will transform that work into kingdom work, whatever it is that you do. And your work matters forever because you do it for his glory. And you do it because for many people, you're the only version of Jesus they may see that day.
That's true. Wow, that's really good, Terry. You just brought a word, man. That's really good. Hey, let's jump over here and see. We've got a new, is that someone you know?
I do
Ricky,
not know.
Ricky Frias?
Frias.
Okay. Welcome, Ricky, to the Good Morning Show with Terry and Melissa. We bless you. We welcome you. Mm-hmm. We thank you for joining us.
Absolutely.
We know our sister Lynn could talk everybody's ear off about Jesus because she is so bold and she loves Christ. Her faith is so transparent.
And her workplace.
I thank you. And Walmart is her workplace.
Yes.
So she prays in and out and during her Walmart stay.
That's right.
And Pastor Bishop David Amos, we bless you and
good
we welcome you to the Good Morning Show.
Yeah, it's good to
what
see you
an
on
encouragement
here.
Just to see your yes this morning.
Absolutely.
How we love you.
Yep, that's for sure.
How we love you.
And Ricky's bringing some good words here.
That's
seek,
good.
Seek and you'll find
praise
all
the
these
Lord.
Things. It's really good.
Praise the Lord.
For those on the YouTube channel, you'll see that comment over there.
Yeah, Ricky's watching on YouTube. A lot of you are watching on different Facebook channels. Some of you are listening by way of podcast. And we welcome all of you to the Good Morning Show. We don't know you're on, though, unless you type to us. And so if you just give us a little message, let us know where you're tuning in from. Ricky, we'd love to know where you're listening in from this morning.
That's right.
And if you have something that you're drinking, like coffee this morning, we'd love to know what's in your cup. We love to talk about coffee and tea and all the things. And we love to talk about Jesus.
Yep.
We love to talk about his word. And we love to pray with you. So
Amen.
If you have a prayer request this morning, I wish you'd let us know so we can pray in agreement with you. Hey, Pastor Ruth Morgan from Morgantown, Kentucky is in the house this morning. We love you, Pastor Ruth. We bless you. We welcome you. And we're so glad that you've joined us this morning.
That's so good. You know, earlier I missed the little theme on the thing and you always ask, you know, what's in your cup? And it's a great graphic. And so I got to play it again. You
what's
just said
in your
it, right?
Cup?
Here we go. There we go.
It's never too late in the show to talk about what's in your cup this morning. So I'm glad that you did that.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's good.
It helps us along a little bit.
Hallelujah.
So what do you have for our word for the day?
Well, you know, we just heard a really good word from the day from you. But I just have a couple verses in Exodus I'd love to read just to bring us some encouragement. And would you believe that it happens to go right along with what you just shared?
I would not doubt that one bit.
It's never, ever surprising when the Lord does this. Exodus 33:14-15. Yeah. This morning, the word of the day from the word of the Lord from Exodus 33:14-15. Said, and he said, my presence shall go with you, and I will give you rest. Then he said to him, if thy presence does not go with us, do not lead us up from here. This is a conversation that we've tuned into from God to Moses and Moses to God. And you know, the Lord was a little disappointed, to say the least, with the children of Israel as they were sort of walking through the desert and grumbling and complaining and disobeying and being stubborn and rebellious. And it really hurt and disappointed the Lord. And the Lord was making conversation with Moses about the children of Israel. And it pretty much boiled down to this. He was going to spare them, meaning let them live, even though they were being desperately disobedient. But he said, I'm not going to go with you. I'm not going to send my presence with you. Up until that point, the Lord had been leading the children of Israel with a cloud, a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. And his presence was with them. He spoke face to face with Moses as a friend, it says in verse 11 of chapter 33 of Exodus. But at this point, the Lord said, I'm not going to go with you. And Moses said this, if you're not going to go with us, we're not going anywhere. If you're not going to be with us, we aren't leaving. We aren't moving. You see, the thing that we want, the thing that we treasure, the thing that we desire and we must have is your presence, Lord. And so in these two verses, the Lord is saying in 14, then my presence shall go with you and I will give you rest. And Moses reminded him, if your presence does not go with us, do not lead us up from here. What if we were a people like Moses who understood that our strength came from the presence of the Lord in our life, that our courage and our boldness came from the presence of the Lord in our life? What if we understood that every good thing that happens in and to us is from him coming down from the Father of lights, mm-hmm. like it says in James? Yep. What if we understood that everything that we have and that we are is sourced by him and our relational nearness to him, our closeness, our proximity to him? What if we understood that fact so well that when we walked into Walmart, that when we walked into the grocery, that when we walked into our workplace, we remembered that the Spirit of the living God lives within us and he's not just residing there, but he's leading us? What could we accomplish for the kingdom of God? What could he accomplish through us as willing vessels if we realized that the most precious thing we'll ever have, the most precious thing that we carry, is the presence of the living God when we are in relationship with him? What could be accomplished for his kingdom? Who could come to know him? How could the kingdom of God be expanded? How could the church and the bride be readied for his return? What could be accomplished in us if our one passion, our one desire was that of Moses to say, no matter what, if you're not with me, I'm not going anywhere. If you're not with me, I'm not getting out of bed today, Lord. If you're not with me, I'm not going to work today, Lord. If you're not with me, I'm not going to church. I'm not going to prayer room. I'm not going to do nothing unless you're with me. And this is what I hear him saying. Oh, I hear him saying, but I've already promised you I'll never leave you. I've already promised you I'll never forsake you. See, on this side of the new covenant, Jesus says, I am with you always, even to the ends of the earth. He says, if we just realize we carry the Spirit of the living God with us everywhere we went, how could we not go and change the world for Christ Jesus? We could at least change our corner of the world. We could at least influence the circle of people the Lord has put in our path. Come on, we could do something for the kingdom if we simply remember that his presence is our prime directive. It's our one desire. It's our one focus to be with him, to not separate from him, to realize and be aware, as the song says, let us become more aware of your presence. He's aware of ours. How would it be if we were aware of his? I think this cry of Moses' heart should be the cry of ours. Can we just pray into this today? Lord, make us aware of your presence. Father, make your presence our greatest desire. Lord, we want to be nearer to you. We want to be closer to you. We want to live out of the awareness of your presence in our life. Everything we do, God, we want to be sourced out of your presence. Every word we speak, every move we make, every action we take, we want to be totally sourced and come out of an overflow of near, close proximity to you. We pray these things today in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. That's Amen. Your word for the day.
That's good.
You think so?
Yeah.
I hope so.
The presence is everything.
It is. And his, you know, we hear him when we're near. We hear his voice. We know his nudges. We know his leading. But when we're separated doing our own thing, not putting ourselves to death, not putting our flesh to death, but living for self, putting our needs ahead of everything else. We don't hear him as well, sometimes at all. When we're engaged in activity that is unpleasing to him, that's sin. To know what is right and doeth it not is sin. And when we're engaged in those sinful activities, we make a separation between us and the Lord, and the Lord wants to be near. And so we have to make sure that we're living out of that place. And I'm speaking to everyone today, you know, even if you're a minister or a pastor or an evangelist, or I don't care what your vocation is, we have an obligation to live out of that near relation. I call it relational nearness, because we're near in relationship with Christ. And so that is my prayer, that today I would live from that place. I can only pray it for today. Yesterday's gone and tomorrow's not here, but I can pray it for today, and I pray it for myself and for you.
Amen. Man, how do you take, let's say somebody is reading God's word,
yeah,
and what is the one simple little thing for us to jump right on and know that he's speaking to us through his word?
So application is to address this as a letter from the Lord to you. He's speaking with Moses, but what if he was speaking with you?
Mm-hmm.
Would your response or your question be the same as Moses? Would your resolve be the same as Moses? If we took the third person out and made this a conversation between God and us, me and Jesus, you know, like it says in John 15:4, I am the vine, you are the branches. And, you know, the separation, it causes nothing. Nothing happens when we're separated from the branch, which is Jesus Christ.
Yeah, yeah.
But when we're plugged into him, he's talking to us and we're talking to him. What is our response? We need to take out the third person. The word of God is literally a manual, no, a love letter written to you from him.
Yeah.
And so if you see it as such, you can begin to apply the word of God in your life daily. What is it that you've read today? How does that apply to your daily life? And so if we take out the third person, Moses is an excellent example. He's one of the greatest men of the Bible. But if we take out the Moses and we put in our own self, would I say that if the Lord said, hey, my presence is with you always, would I say, listen, I'm not going anywhere without you. I'm grateful for your presence. Thank you for your presence.
I'm not going into Walmart without you.
Which, let's be clear on that. That is dangerous.
We need him more than ever when we're going into Walmart.
Amen. Especially at Christmas season.
Oh, man.
So,
oh, man. Oh, man.
I hope that helps.
Well, thanks
you
for sharing that.
No, thanks for asking the question. Hey, Brother Andrew's on. Hey, good to see you, brother. And I wanted to send you an email this morning, and I looked back in our conversation to find your email address, and I couldn't find it. And so if you let me know your email, don't post it here. I promise you I will forget to come look for it. But try to get it to me by like a private message, or email's perfect if you send me an email. That way we can include you in our Monday morning prayer and intercession call. Consequently, if any of you would like to join us on Monday morning, we pray at 8:15 Central Time, 9:15 Eastern Time. We pray and intercede, and we learn a little bit about how to pray better by the Holy Spirit. We'd love for you to join us. Just let me know.
That'd be good.
We do it by Zoom.
Yeah. It's always a good time. I always hear you back there. Judy said something about flames of fire sent to do his will. And I thought, you know, there was some flames and fire this morning that was going on with the word of God. So
Aww. You
guys will want to tune in on that.
Bless you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. You know something as we're getting closer to winding down here that we haven't done in a while?
No.
Wheel of History.
Oh, well, let's do it.
And there was a couple of things that have fallen into my
It's already time to wind
this
down.
Day.
Man,
well,
this
we don't have
fast.
To. We could go into overtime.
Well, I'm not feeling an overtime.
No.
I'm just saying this is the fastest hour in television.
And Janice hasn't joined in yet, so, you know, we, who knows what's going to happen.
Where
right?
is Janice?
I have no idea.
We didn't see Janice on Saturday. I'm going to have to call her.
Yep. All right. So let's do this. Traditionally, what we do, we call it the Wheel of History. We give the wheel a spin, have a couple categories, and choose from that and learn a little bit about something that might have happened on this day or this week. So let's give the wheel a spin. All right. Here we go.
Yes.
All right. Wheel of History. When's it going to be?
When's it going to be?
Yeah. So you have a choice here. Let's see. Oh, we got to go back to a picture here that gives us our, let's see. No, we got to go back up here.
What are you doing?
I'm
Where are we
dropping.
Going?
We're going
hey,
back in time.
Wow.
All right, here we go. All right. So we get back on the right page here.
All right.
So.
Wheel of History today.
Right. So the Wheel of History looks like we've got two categories.
All right.
Art, literature, and film, and inventions and science.
Inventions and science,
inventions
please.
Inventions and science for 100, Alex. All right. So inventions and science. On this day, November 28th, 1895. We've talked about something similar to this, and this one is a little bit different entry than the one you're going to remember that we talked about. But it was Thanksgiving Day on this day in 1895, and piloting a gas-powered horseless carriage of his and his brother's own design, the mechanic, inventor, and now race car driver Frank Duryea wins the first motor car race in the United States. Why was it significant? Because it happened at this time. It was wintertime, right? Big snowstorm had come. The race, sponsored by the Chicago Times-Herald, was intended to drum up publicity for the promising American car industry. Remember, this is not 1900 yet. Not even Ford and all that has been really gotten into it. It worked especially for the Duryeas. In the year after the Times-Herald race that they raced in, the brothers sold 13 of their motor wagons. More than any other car maker in America. They sold 13.
Well, there wasn't any other car maker in America.
Well, maybe there was because they got the race here. I'll tell you about it. The race course was originally supposed to loop from Chicago to Waukegan, Illinois, and back, a stressful 92 miles. But thanks to the sudden arrival of a spectacular blizzard, race organizers decided to abbreviate the route. One reporter wrote, "With 8 inches of snow, Waukegan might as well have been Timbuktu." The racers would be driving just 50 miles from Chicago to Evanston, Illinois, and back again. The other rules would remain the same. Vehicles had to have at least 3 wheels, all wrapped in twine to give traction in the snow, and they also had to be able to carry at least 2 people, the driver and a race-appointed umpire who would ride along to guard against cheating. Could you imagine being the appointed umpire? Like, I'm not even sure how this is going to turn out, but here we go. And because of the bad weather, only 6 of 89 racers made it to the starting line.
Wow.
Not the finish line, the starting line.
Wow.
The Duryea, 3 Mercedes-Benz cars, 1 sponsored by Macy's in New York, and 2 electrics whose batteries died almost immediately after the race began.
Whoops.
And about 10 hours, 10 hours after the race began, the Duryea chugged across the finish line.
Wow.
And the only other finisher was one of the Benzes, not the one from Macy's. And the one from Macy's collided with a streetcar on the way to Evanston
A
sleigh and then a hack on the return trip, which slashed to a finish almost 2 hours later. I'm sorry, that word is sloshed because of the weather.
Okay.
The victorious Duryeas won $2,000 and enough publicity to establish themselves as the American Motor Car Company. Of course, where are they now? I don't know. From then on, the Duryeas and all who followed, automobile manufacturing was a business and not just a hobby.
Wow.
Could you imagine a 10-hour trip?
That's really interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Spin the wheel.
Here,
while you're spinning the wheel,
all right,
we will put off our jokes of the day until our next broadcast. Since we're doing the Wheel of History to finish up, we will not do a joke of the day.
That's
right. So you guys save your jokes. You guys are so good with the jokes.
All right.
What's our category again?
So the other category was art, literature, and film history.
All right.
We only had 2 this day.
All right.
On 1925, November 28th, the Grand Ole Opry begins broadcasting.
Yeah.
I knew you'd like this one.
I do.
The Grand Ole Opry, one of the longest lived and most popular showcases for Western music, begins broadcasting live from Nashville, Tennessee on November 28th, 1925. And those are not something that I can remove.
Okay.
Okay.
Don't follow that bot, you guys. That's kind of trashy.
So the Grand Ole Opry, back to our story here, begins broadcasting live from Nashville, Tennessee on November 28th, 1925. And the showcase was originally named the Barn Dance after a Chicago radio program called the National Barn Dance that had begun broadcasting previous year. No. And impressed by the popularity of the Chicago-based National Barn Dance, producers at WSM Radio in Nashville, which we like to always tune into when we go through town, decided to create their own version of the show to cater to Southern audiences who could not receive the Chicago signal. And so they both shows created a growing audience for a uniquely American style of music. And they were launching grounds for many of America's most loved musicians. The singing cowboy Gene Autry got his first big break on the National Barn Dance.
Really?
Yep. And the producers of the show on WSM recognized that Americans were growing nostalgic for the rural past, and so all live performers at the Grand Ole Opry were required to dress in period costumes and adopt old-time names. And the 4.5 Grand Ole Opry program became one of the most popular broadcasts in the South, and like its Chicago cousin, helped make country western music an enduring part of the popular American musical landscape.
Wow.
1925, on this day in history.
Well, I love the Opry. I know you love the Opry, yeah. And that's exciting.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
cool. Really, really cool.
It is really cool. It
wow.
sure is. You know,
wow.
we have just about run out of our time here this morning. We usually try to hit around an hour for our broadcasts, and so we appreciate you guys hanging out with
you
us.
You know, what I've discovered is there are so many things that happen in the month of November. So many birthdays, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
So many, like you're doing the Wheel of History now. So many things happened in November in the history of whatever. And so what an exciting time to celebrate all of these things, right?
I think it's
birthdays,
awesome.
Birthdays, Thanksgiving, we can still have a spirit of gratitude,
yeah.
even though Thanksgiving is past and we are now into the Advent season, the coming of Christ, the celebration of his birth, and we can be people who love one another in the way we love him, right? In the
That's
way
for
he
sure.
loves us, and we can be a people of gratitude while we do that. So since you're playing the theme song, I guess it means it's time to wrap up the Good Morning
Show. Were you thinking of going into overtime?
I wasn't thinking of that.
Okay. All right. Well, again, we want to thank you guys for hanging out with us, and we look forward to seeing you on Saturday. Are we doing it on Saturday this week or
I
Friday?
I hope so.
Saturday morning?
We do have a little something going on, but I think we may be able to squeeze it in.
All right. So
we'll
if see. if you want to receive email notifications about any changes that will happen in the broadcasts, you can sign up on our website, thegoodmorningshow.tv. Just scroll to the bottom and you'll see a little subscription thing there. Put your name and your email in there, and we'll make sure to email you before each broadcast to let you know what's going on and any special changes that are coming up.
You know, another way that you can keep track of us is to go and link from our website, thegoodmorningshow.tv, over to our YouTube page and make sure that you subscribe and follow and make sure you get notifications for our YouTube channel. That way, if we go live on a day you're not expecting, you'll not miss it.
That's good. And hey, Corey Garcia popping in right here at the end.
Hi, Corey. Welcome.
It's good to have you again, buddy. He lives down in Dodge City, Kansas.
Oh,
played music all those years together.
Bless you. Bless you. We welcome
yeah.
you. And we say to the rest of you, we love you so much because Jesus loves you so much. And
That's
because
right.
you matter to him, you matter to us. We want to make sure that you feel encouraged, and whatever you're going through, you're not alone. Reach out to us. Let us know how we can pray with and for you. We love you so much.
That's it. Bless you guys. We'll see you next time on Saturday morning. 9:30 Eastern time, right?
I hope so.
Yep. All right. We'll see you then. Bless you guys.
Bye.
Bye for now.
Thanks for tuning into the Good Morning Show with Terry and Melissa. You can catch up on previous episodes, find links to our social pages, and drop us a line at our website, thegoodmorningshow.tv. Thanks for listening.